Goldman Sachs released two significant warnings this week that deserve to be read together rather than separately. The first, tech faces an earnings bubble, not a valuation bubble. That's a meaningful distinction. A valuation bubble, the kind that defined 1999 to 2000, is characterized by high price-to-earnings ratios on companies with thin or negative revenues. What Goldman is describing is different. Companies with real earnings, real revenue, real market positions, but with earnings projections that have become disconnected from sustainable growth rates. If the earnings estimates are wrong, stocks look expensive even at current multiples.
The second Goldman warning is more immediately actionable. They're flagging over $100 billion in leveraged semiconductor swap positions that remain exposed to forced selling after what they described as the largest hedge fund deleveraging wave in 3 years. This is the mechanics of how a market stress event propagates. A fund gets margin called, it sells its most liquid holdings to cover. Those sales push prices down, which triggers other margin calls, which generates more forced selling. Goldman's point is that the deleveraging wave we saw wasn't a clean reset. There's still significant overhang.
The Electronic Arts deal closing today is worth discussing at some length because $55 billion is a genuinely striking number. EA has been a public company for 35 years. The Saudi-led buyout is the largest leveraged buyout in history. There are several things happening here simultaneously. Saudi sovereign wealth is making an aggressive bet on interactive entertainment as a global cultural and economic force, which is consistent with the Vision 2030 strategy to diversify beyond oil. The LBO structure means EA will be carrying substantial debt, which constrains investment in game development at exactly the moment the industry is navigating a major transition around AI-generated content.
From an antitrust perspective, this is a good moment to step back and think about what's actually being evaluated when regulators review a deal like this. EA going private doesn't create the kind of horizontal merger concern that the FTC has pursued recently. There's no direct competitor being absorbed. But it's worth understanding how antitrust thinking has evolved here. The Sherman Act, passed in 1890, prohibits monopolization and restraints of trade. What people often miss is that having a large market share isn't itself illegal. What's illegal is using anti-competitive conduct to acquire or maintain that dominance. The key legal question isn't how big is this company, it's did they get big by outcompeting rivals or by suppressing competition? A private equity buyout of a gaming publisher is unlikely to clear that bar for monopolization concern, but regulators will look carefully at whether the debt load forces EA to exit segments of the market in ways that harm consumers.
Zuckerberg's claim that AI work created jobs after cutting 8,000 employees deserves some analytical scrutiny. Meta spent approximately $145 billion on AI infrastructure in the past 18 months. Zuckerberg's argument is essentially that this investment generated economic activity in construction, hardware, energy, and AI research that exceeds the job losses from the layoffs. That argument might be correct in aggregate economic terms. It is almost certainly cold comfort to the 8,000 people who were laid off, and employee morale at Meta has reportedly hit historic lows. The disconnect between CEO framing and internal culture is a real business risk. Turnover, recruitment challenges, and innovation stagnation all follow from sustained low morale.
The Ashenbrenner hedge fund situation is fascinating from a market credibility standpoint. Wall Street professionals saying, "Don't count them out," after a blow-up reflects the peculiar culture of high-stakes investing, where a dramatic failure, if it was the result of a bold directional bet rather than fraud or recklessness, can actually enhance rather than destroy a reputation. Ashenbrenner's thesis on AI and economic acceleration was directionally correct, even if the specific trade timing was wrong. That distinction matters to the investors who might back his next vehicle.